Thanks, Rachel. More millionaires in the UK may move from the country, with warmer weather being the attraction rather than tax benefits. That's according to new research out today. The survey is by Lloyds TSB International, and it found that as many as 22% of people worth £1 million sterling or more are considering leaving Britain in the next 2 years, and that was up from 19% a year ago. Elsewhere, retailers may be experiencing a better Christmas this year than last year. And there are a number of reasons for this. An extra weekend in December this year because of the leap year, northern shoppers crossing the border to shop in the Republic, and weather that isn't too bad. David Fitzsimons, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence, joins us now. David Fitzsimons, I mentioned a few of the reasons, but what is really making this year different to last year?
Yeah, well, I suppose Christmas is coming later and later every year, and because of our scheduling of the budget, what we're seeing is the expression of a lot of postponed spending last week and hopefully this week. So people are also getting paid at the end of this week. So it's all to play for. It's all kind of backloaded into the last weekend in December prior to Christmas. And as you said, with the extra 2 days, it really is all to play for. A lot of retailers out there all gunning and ready to go for a massive week of demand, hopefully, this week.
And what's doing well this time, towns or shopping centres?
Everybody's doing okay. I suppose the big primary shopping centres are doing best. Free car parking, easy access, everything under one roof. If the rain falls, obviously, it's very handy, especially if you have kids. But in fairness, a lot of the towns and cities are making a comeback. If you look what's happening in Waterford with their Winterville Festival, we're talking to retailers down there who were up 30% because of that festival. And even in smaller towns like Ashbourne, you've got local traders coming together to really remind shoppers to come in and shop local. And that's also reaping some benefit.
You mentioned shopping local. Is there any drive towards buying Irish or shopping for Irish things? And what other sorts of things are selling well?
Yeah, well, look, Guaranteed Irish and other derivative brands which kind of remind us to spend on Irish product seem to be doing well. I don't think it's the first determinant of purchase. I think value prices is first in the customer's mind, but certainly it probably ranks second. In terms of the product that's doing well, I suppose generally we're seeing a massive move of our Santa spend. All our kids out there write to Santa who normally used to, in my day anyway, used to want a conventional toy like a train set or a doll or cars or whatnot. They all now want gadgets. It's all about tablets, iPhones, iPads and such like. So it's likely that indeed some of those categories of product might indeed run out. The iPad Mini is gone. It's sold out in Ireland.
And at the other end of the age scale, it's suggested by reports today that luxury goods sales are very strong.
Yeah, what we're seeing, especially in accessories, fashion, footwear, is growth in the luxury end of the market and the value end of the market. But in the middle market, it is unbelievably tough, with a lot of fashion operators in that space reporting like-for-like declines of in and around 10 to 15% currently. So value doing well in fashion, luxury doing well, but middle market, there's an oversupply and under demand, unfortunately. And if we're going to see some failure in the new year, it could well be in that space.
And briefly, what's your outlook for the rest of the week? And are the after Christmas or St. Stephen's Day sales as big a thing as they were, or are they all kind of marked in now, those prices?
Well, the week is going to be robust. All the signals are right for a really, really busy week. So we'd suggest to customers to get out early, because if they're looking to buy in retail stores that need to offer a consultative sale, like if you're buying a phone or such like, it's going to be hectic this weekend, so get out early. And then hopefully into the sales, that busyness will continue. There's going to be some exceptional value. More and more retailers are opening on the 26th. Whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know, but it is a fact. So we're going to see an awful lot of activity on the 26th, 27th, 28th, when people want to get out of the house and have a potter around the shops. So okay. In some categories, retailers have overbought, so there will be some exceptional value.
David Fitzsimons, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence, thank you. Very briefly, clinical research firm Icon will hold an AGM in Dublin today to discuss moving its listing to New York's NASDAQ. Japanese shares rose and the yen dipped after the Shinzo Abe-led Liberal Democratic Party won Japan's general elections. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.31 and